return here on ESPN 106.3. I'm Ken Lavica, and you hear me talking all the time about the FAU MBA Sport Management Program. 21 years of guiding future sports professionals. This is your path. Just log on to fau.edu/MBA Sport to find out more, including spring semester classes. And someone who I've known for an awful long time, and someone who got his MBA in sport management with Florida Atlantic and Dr. Jim Reardon, is Nick Salerno. He is a brand ambassador manager with MLS. He's one of those success stories that we reference so often, and he joins us here on ESPN 106.3. Nick, first of all, thank you for the time. Appreciate it. And what a wild year in MLS. The season got underway, and then it stopped playing, and then you had the MLS's back tournament, and then you got back to home sites. You just recently crowned a new champion in Columbus Crew, and now it's already looking ahead to next year. How taxing and exhausting and wild has this year been?
Hey, Ken, thanks for having me. It has been a long time coming since we last spoke. It's been a crazy year. You know, we were fortunate and able to get things up and running and be in the first league back in the bubble with MLS, with our MLS's back tournament in Orlando. But it's been great. You know, it's been a tough year for all the leagues and teams. But, you know, we came out the other side. We're able to get through the season, and we're looking forward to a great 2021.
So before we dive into your role in MLS and all of the things that are bullet pointed under brand ambassador manager, I want to talk about your path. And so I knew you in a capacity where you were working for Learfield. And so what that is, for anybody who might not be familiar, Florida Atlantic and many universities' marketing arm, it comes via Learfield, which is now Learfield IMG College. That has evolved since Nick was there. And so that's technically, when I'm calling FAU football and basketball games, my employer. And so I knew Nick through that. But Nick, your path is long and extensive. And so if you could, just going back to your decision to get your MBA in sport management, why did you decide that you wanted to go that route, and why the MBA sport management program at FAU?
Great question. You know, when I graduated from undergrad at Florida State, I always wanted to be in sports, right? I think I was always fascinated by the industry. I played sports growing up, baseball, basketball, golf, and just really wanted to get into the business side of things. Wasn't too sure about the particulars, but after undergrad, I had the opportunity to work in the sponsorship sales department for the New York Yankees coming out of college, and really opened up my world to the world of sports. And I decided that I wanted to go back and get my MBA in sports management, because this was a career that I wanted to pursue. And I was looking at the top programs, and FAU was on my radar, you know, being one of the best there is in the U.S. and knowing the type of talent that they produce out of the program. It was able to give me an experience like none other. I mean, I would not have had the opportunities that I had throughout my career without that MBA in sports management and the program that Dr. Reardon runs. For me, I would say, you know, when I was in the program, the key for me was doing as much as you can, right? And not, sure, and not taking the easy route. You got to take the harder route. And at one point, I think I was working three jobs. I was working for the Delray Beach Open. I was working as a game day staff assistant for the Dolphins. I was working doing FAU ticket sales. I mean, I was working 7 days a week at one point, and then going to get my MBA as well. And, you know, it proved its worthwhile. I then, you know, after my second year, I went to work for Learfield, like you mentioned, with their team and the sponsorship team, and working with their partners. And then, you know, I was able to transfer online. I had a semester left, and I was able to land a full-time job with the New York Yankees. And honestly, what set me apart from that experience, from all the other candidates, was that MBA in sports management and all those experiences, and being able to say I've worked for all these different types of organizations. It really set me apart from the next candidate. So honestly, I owe everything to Dr. Reardon and his program.
Nick Salerno is a perfect example of getting what you put in with that FAU MBA Sport Management program. Again, find out more about it, fau.edu/MBA Sport, fau.edu/MBA Sport. So you head to the Yankees, and then the opportunity with MLS comes about. If you could just sort of detail your path to MLS in what is, to me, one of the most fascinating, if not the most fascinating, professional sports league in the country.
Absolutely. It's a great time to be at MLS. So going back to the Yankees, I was at the Yankees for almost 5 years in the partnership sales group. And I always know that, besides selling for a team and, quite frankly, one of the best teams in the world and having the power of the Yankees brand, I always wanted to sell at a national and international level, right? So at MLS, besides sponsorship sales for the league itself, we also sell sponsorships for U.S. soccer, the Mexican national team, and CONCACAF. So we really are the North American sports marketing arm for soccer, right? So when that opportunity came about, I jumped on it, and I haven't regretted the decision. It's been over 2 years now, and it's been great, and it's really rounding me out as a salesperson. And you know, still today, I'm using a lot of things from the MBA Sport Management program as I now am managing a couple employees, and having those managerial skills that I learned in the program are coming full circle.
You know, it's interesting that you bring up skills that you learned in the FAU MBA Sport Management program, because as we discuss a lot, the sports industry is so diverse. And I think that there are some people that just pigeonhole it into broadcasting, or pigeonhole it into front office or into agency work. But there's sales work. There's branding work. You were working in tickets. You were working in overall university marketing. You then went on and sold for the Yankees, and now you're working in really one singular capacity, but handling a couple of different aspects of that from a sales standpoint with MLS when it spans across soccer and it really reaches every corner of the continent. I think it's sometimes difficult for people to fully comprehend how wide the industry is and how attainable it is if you put in the work.
Absolutely. I agree. I think, that's the big key. And I think even when I interview folks now, is seeing what the candidate has done to this point and what they're willing to do and what lengths they're willing to do to make their dream a reality, right? I think there's so many people out there, as you well know, that want to work in sports, right? And they ask, hey, how do I do this, right? And I think, one thing I always recommend is, if you're not sure, try to find a program for you. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's going to get your MBA in sports management, because that opened up so many doors for me, opened up so many opportunities, was able to network with so many different folks. It allowed me the opportunities I have today. And quite frankly, a lot of friends that I have in the industry came from that program. And I always say, you just never say no to an opportunity. Just always be willing to do what you can and be the best teammate that you can, in the office.
That is extremely good advice, and that's advice that I actually think I may rip from you with your permission to pass along to our interns here at ESPN West Palm once some normalcy gets back and we can have interns back in the office. I think that's a really great way to put it. Again, Nick Salerno, Brand Alliance Manager, MLS. You're based out of New York City, right?
Yes, based out of New York City. So it was an interesting time here with the pandemic, but I'm actually down here in South Florida for the holidays. Came back cool. A few weeks before with my wife in November, and just hanging out down here while our office is closed and working remotely.
So again, Nick Salerno, Florida State to FAU for the MBA Sport Management program, got his MBA, went on to work for the Yankees, but all the while before the Yankees, he's helping with the Dolphins. He's helping with Learfield, the marketing arm of Florida Atlantic. He is doing the Delray Tennis Open, and now he is Brand Alliance Manager with MLS, and they're getting set for another season. Quickly, Nick, now that the MLS Cup has been handed to Columbus, and you guys are looking at 2021, what do the next couple of months look like for you?
Yeah, for us, for me in particular, it's all about looking for new partners and trying to onboard these partners for the next season, right? And hopefully where the plan is to go forward and get this season up and running as usual. And, you know, I think with the vaccine right around the corner, we've got a lot of good things coming our way. So it's going to be a lot of excitement. We saw a lot of excitement with the crew and Seattle. And, you know, I think a lot of partners now are seeing soccer and the growth that it has in this country and want to be a part of it. So it's an exciting time.
Yeah, down here in South Florida, we're hoping for a little bit more offense from Inter Miami next year, and we'll see what they can put together. Nick, awesome to catch up with you. Congratulations on everything, all the work you're doing with MLS. Again, Brand Alliance Manager Nick Salerno. He got his MBA in sport management at FAU, and now he is living his dream in the sports industry. Nick, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. Good to talk.
Likewise, Ken. Thanks again for the opportunity. Really appreciate it.
Nick Salerno, FAU MBA Sport Management Program. He's doing big things with Major League Soccer. More Boardroom presented by the Honda Classic after this on ESPN 106.3.